This morning we have a guest joining us on our program. It's Michelle Anderson from the Atlantic Public Library.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
I love to come visit.
How has summer been for you?
Oh, summer was so super busy, and we're finally feeling like that sigh of, oh, we can settle back into regular routine that I'm sure a lot of families are feeling as they're looking towards school starting and getting back into a routine.
Yeah, right around the corner, too.
Yeah.
Do you see much difference? Do you kind of roll with the seasons, too? Do you see a lot of difference when kids are back in school again?
That's interesting. I'm going to say no. We always see an uptick of library use, like right when school gets out, like May, June.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely see a lot more families checking out materials end of the school year as the summer starts. And then it kind of falls off, and then we kind of get back to the level that we are the rest of the year.
The interwebs provides lots of resource materials if you know the right places to look. We used to go to our library for all of that information, too. And it is still available there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So pick and choose however you want to use it. But I want to talk a little bit today, though, specifically about an open house that's coming up at the library here coming up just a few weeks. You pretty excited?
Yes, we are so excited. So this is kind of like a two-for-one deal because if you'll recall, we completed a renovation in the spring of 2020. And you probably remember what 2020 was all about. And so we never got to do a big party after that renovation got done. Mm-hmm. And then since 2020, we've been doing little projects upstairs. And we rebuilt our elevator. And we put new flooring and wall color. And we've been bringing in new furniture. So the first part of this is we just want to invite everyone to come visit the library. And it can be the thing you do on a Friday night. So we're going to have Pim's Thai food truck is going to be in the parking lot with food for sale. The trustees are serving desserts, and that will be free of charge. And just come and walk through the library and see what's new, especially if you haven't visited us for a while.
Well, with the COVID shutdown a few years back, that kind of changed things, and I'm sure it changed the way some folks maybe use the library as well, just like it did everything else.
Yeah.
But also, you're so accessible online with so many different services. I mean, we like to read, but we typically check out books online. So the time I see you in the library is when I come to renew my library card every few years.
I was going to say, I see Jim more at the radio station than in the library.
But that doesn't mean we don't use the services.
Right.
But we don't necessarily see some of the facility upgrades that have been made.
And even this summer as I was helping out downstairs, probably two separate times, someone walked in and said, oh, this has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they maybe hadn't been in I don't know in how long. And so we really wanted to do an event that was throw open the doors, come visit. There's no pressure. If you want to spend some money, you can. You don't have to. Come walk through, ask questions. Anything's on the table. Ask whatever you want.
Specifically, what types of things do you think people will be most impressed by that the changes they'll find?
Okay, so what I'm really proud about is that we haven't lost the aesthetic of that classic Carnegie Library, but it feels a little more modern. Just the color palette is out of the 90s. How we've structured where to find things just feels a little more modern, and it doesn't feel like we're stuck, you know. I'm sorry, pink was great in the 90s, but I am so glad that our walls are no longer pink.
Well, look for those kinds of things when you stop by the library. But now this is, you mentioned up front, this is kind of a double duty event.
Double duty event.
You're giving folks an opportunity to see some of the upgrades and some of the things that have been done in the library over a bit of time. But also this is an opportunity for you to celebrate some local artists and to be able to do some different projects that way.
Yeah. So let me back up just a little bit and give you a little history. So when the library was expanding in the 90s, a former Atlantic resident, Dick Hellman, gifted some artwork to the library. And so we had to agree to have it on display for X number of years. And we've done that. But we don't because we have all of this collection, we don't really have room for other things. So the Board of Trustees has decided that we'll be selling about, I think it's about 20 pieces of the artwork that was donated to us back in the 90s. And then we're also opening up, like, if there are any local artists who have a piece of art that they would like to donate to us that we could sell and have those proceeds go to the library, we're open to those possibilities as well. And so the September 11 will kick off a two-week online art auction, and then hopefully by the end of the 2 weeks, everything has a bid of some sort and people can come in and pick up the artwork.
Sure. You know, and Michelle, you say artwork, and so often when people say artwork, we immediately probably start thinking of pictures, you know, paintings on a wall or sculptures. Those kind of things are just about anything that folks are creative enough to make.
I'm not gonna say what's art and what's not. So a lot of what we have is things that hang on walls, or we have a lot of glass items. And I think that's the bulk. The bigger sculpture type things, I think we're keeping. And now you're making me really think about what's what's we're keeping and what we're going to try and sell. But if there's anything you have that you'd like to have included and have those proceeds go to the library, I am open to anything.
Not that really ugly ashtray that I made in the kiln back in fifth grade for my mom and dad.
Yeah, I'd rather not have
that
kind
of stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, neither did they.
We put our ashes in it for a reason.
They said nice things, but I could tell they weren't impressed. Well, this will be an opportunity to showcase a lot of those items, too. That's part of the open house will be an opportunity for folks to kind of view some of these things.
Right, right. So, like I said, we'll be running the art auction as an online auction. It'll be open for 2 weeks. I am on the understanding that I'm going to be able to put like QR codes by each art item so you can, the ones you're interested in, you can scan and you can follow and you can pay attention to how that auction piece goes. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. It's new for everybody.
Well, yeah, it's something a little bit different to try. A little out of the comfort zone, probably. But, you know, it serves a function, too. I mean, you've got a good number of years out of the artwork that was donated. But, you know, you do have an obligation to rotate things through. And if this is a way to be able to help the library long term, then this is another way to be able to do that.
You know, and I have visions of you know, being able to display artwork from high schoolers that win conference awards, or maybe someone does a senior project and we're able to display all the pieces of a senior project. Mm-hmm. Or just like I've already been contacted by a photographer who's got a traveling photography exhibit that's all along I-80. And I said, sure, put us on the list. So I don't know, that's 2027 or 2028. But I said, it's just really interesting that he contacted me about the same time that the board had just approved that we would be selling some of our pieces that we've had for years.
Sure. Yeah. So local artists should reach out if they have some things that they would like to include?
Yeah, you can call the library. 243-5466. I'm at extension 3. Or find my email, or even the library's Gmail account is one that I keep an eye on too, and just express that you've got something you'd like to donate, and we'll get the details and get it worked out so that it's ready to add to our auction.
Sure. Do you have the ideas for the earmarking the money that's raised?
We do have some more things on our building wish list. One of the things we had talked about is our meeting room and kitchenette hasn't really been touched. It's always been the space where we shoved things while we worked in other areas. So the meeting room could really use some new flooring. We have some new ideas on how the kitchenette could be more helpful. But we haven't committed to that yet. But like I said, we have a few more building things that we'd like to get to in the not too distant future.
You know, the last time I went to an art auction, Michelle, I was handed a glass of champagne when I walked in.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd try. It was a nice touch. Maybe a glass of sparkling grape juice.
I would say coffee, tea, maybe punch. I don't know. We haven't talked about punch.
No, but they will provide you with a dessert.
The desserts are free.
You've got that for you going. So, and Pim's Thai food truck will be on hand that evening during the open house to be able to enjoy dinner. So you don't have to worry about going home and fixing
dinner. You really
don't. Later.
Yep. It can be your evening outing.
Yep, all taken care of there. And if folks are looking, even if they're not necessarily interested in purchasing the art, come to the open house. It's your library. You pay for it.
Right.
It's your library.
Well,
so come on out and take a look around and see what it offers.
And there's the thing that we've been talking in library circles for a while. We love to say the library is free because when you use it, it's free, mm-hmm. but you're funding it through your property taxes.
Right.
So I think the last time I checked, it was like 83% of our budget comes from city property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're investing in it every time you pay your tax bill.
You're an owner, you're an investor, you're a stockholder. So take stock of what you have.
That's right.
And stop on out and take a look around at some of the things that are happening. And if you're, even if you're not really interested in the art, come enjoy the open house. But you do have a few other things there, too, that folks might have an interest in, right? You've got some other items for sale?
Yeah, we have a few. I'm calling it my library merch table. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody likes to have some merch. But we do have our tote bags that have the library logo, and we've got vinyl sticker decal that can go like on water bottles or on it's durable enough to go on your car that we've had for sale at various different times. But we just thought, let's just put it all out there.
Mm-hmm. Again, that's coming up on September 11th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
At the Atlantic Public Library. Again, more importantly on the date side, if you do have items that you would like to exhibit, sell, donate, essentially, as part of this as a local artist, you ought to get a hold of Michelle pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's do that quickly. I think I put in my original press release, I think we said the 21st, which is going to come up really quick. But if you drop me an email or if I don't answer my phone, leave me a voicemail. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's fun. It's always fun to have a little auction activity going on.
Little something something.
Yeah, very good. So something to look forward to. Michelle Anderson is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Exciting, kind of a different event for you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.